That's cool.
What was the key in that power play to kind of keep it in the zone and maintain all of those chances?
No, we were persistent. We were, hungry to score a goal and, they made some quickly made some unreal saves and, their group made some key blocks as well, obviously. But, we moved the puck well. We had a shooting mentality with retrieve pucks and, it took a little longer than 2 minutes, but, we got that goal that I felt we deserved. And I think kind of after that, it was a more even game. They came out hard, obviously. And, we didn't really have a response for the first 10 minutes. I felt like they came out hard and, had the lead. And Vassie made some big saves. And, Roos made a big save on the goal line. So, had some bounces with us when it was 2-0. And, we were able to come back.
You have a really good power play. Do you ever remember a situation where you had, all 2 minutes pretty much in that zone and the way you guys were humming like that?
Yeah, we had a few times. The last few games, or last 5-10 games, we haven't scored, as many goals as we want, but, we created momentum today, and, we got that goal after the power play ended, but, that's the way our power play needs to look, every game, we want it to look like that.
Keeps going, keep getting chances, do you feel like it's still building momentum with each of those chances, or does it start to feel like, how are these not going in, what's happening?
No, I mean, it's one thing, sometimes you can't get into the zone, that's when it's frustrating, but when you get zone time like that and you get the opportunities that we have, we know we certainly are going to find the back of the net, it's really good.
How important was the goalie to your win tonight?
That was huge, and that's his best goal in the league, and made some key saves for us, especially when the game was 2-0 for them, and breakaway save, and some really world class saves, and
kind of usual somber circumstance before the game. Certainly, you see an athlete from another sport honored, not typical. What's your thoughts on the pregame ceremony and what was running through your mind during it?
It's tough to really put into words. I'm from Sweden, obviously, and basketball is maybe not the biggest sport, but, Kobe Bryant is still someone that everyone knows. Doesn't matter if you're a hockey player or soccer player back home. All my friends, family, everyone knows who Kobe is, and, I overheard Stammer saying, the shock that I'm pretty sure everyone felt when they saw the news, such a tragedy. Thoughts and prayers go out to everyone affected by this horrible accident, and it was an honor for us as an organization to be a part of that pregame ceremony.
Thank you.